טעם לא מועים רים משנס איזהו מקימן קובו לישנס אך הפרשס הטומית פרש איזה מקימן פרק איזה מקימן, סארי פרק איזה מקימן וברייסד רבי שמואל כדי שיסקה כל עוד אומרים לי בכל יעים מיקרו משנה וגמור דיברייסד רבי שמואל הווי מוקים גמור שהמדרש כגמור אמרים בורך שאומר סמנו נאות אמרים בורך שאומר קדם פסוקי דזמרי וישתבח לאחר נאו אל גמור את מסכת בבלי מיישן בירקס פרישמי לפונה או לאחר In the morning, שניים לפונאו, ביחס לאחר. In the harvest, in the evening, שתיים לפונאו, שתיים לאחר. How about פסוקי דזמרי and the ברוכה לפונאו and ברוכה לאחר? In our Gemara, it's not mentioned. It's not mentioned. Because of that, the shita of the prechodesh is, which is a strange shita, that the ברוכה of בור שומר and ישתבח, was enacted by the Gaonim. It's not from Chazal. How could the Gaonim be misaken in the bracha? All right. So he holds that the Gaonim could. Anyway, because our Gemara doesn't mention Psuke de Zimre and bracha lefoneo bracha lachel. In other words, the Gemara does mention that if somebody says Tiroli David and he says the Psuke de Zimre, so it's a good thing. But that there is a brocha lefoneo, brocha lachel, for Psuk Nizimre is not mentioned in our Gemara. However, the shite of the prechodosh is the shite tchuyo. Most poskim say that it was enacted by the anshit nesagdeiro. How is it that our Gemara doesn't mention? All right, there are many things that the Gemara doesn't mention explicitly, and still it's mikubo. Behold the soil. May I say it that as an integral part of the Torah Shebaal Peh, there are many halachas like that. As a matter of fact, Pisheini mentioned Yerushalmi in Seitan, because there Rabbi Yisai Avili says that Mio Yish Hayore Virach Halivo Yilich Yoshev Lebeisei. So Rabbi Akiva says Hayore iskimashmoye, somebody who is afraid, you know. So he is exempt from going to war, Melchemes Roshus. But Rabbi Yisrael really says that Hayore is not kimashmoye. It means Hayore ma'avere shebiyode. And even if he is guilty of an avere drabonon, let's say, soch bin tfilo litfilo, if he talks between the tfilin shell, Shall Yad and Tfilin Shall Rosh, and because of that he has to say the Broche over again, so then it's also an Avera de Rabbanon, and he's Chizer Olo Meicham Uchomo. That's our Gemara. The Sheni mentioned that Yerushalmi in Seite says Afil Soch in Shtabach Yetzer Eir Chizer Olo Meicham Uchomo. If somebody is Mapsi and he talks between Shtabach and Yitzhakaya, so is Chazer Olao Meich Amuchom. So that means that it's mentioned by Chazal. However, in our text, in the Yerushalmi in Seite, we don't find it. But Rishenim mentioned such a Yerushalmi in Seite. So apparently, I mean, it was Mikubu to the Rishenim that the Broche, or the Broche of Pesukei Dezimro, Lifoneo, Des Boch Shoma and Lachel Yishtabach is Mishonim Kavimiris, and that was enacted by the Anshit Nesagdelo, even though our Gemara, the Bavli, doesn't mention. No, so this is what the Mechaba says. Emrim Boch Shoma Kedem Psuke de Zimre Yishtabach Lachel. Im Siem Boch Shoma Kedem Shesiem Achazon. In other words, if, let's say, a Yochid finished the Bracha of Bor Shoma before the Chazan finished it. So then he says, Amen, after the Chazan's conclusion of the Boche, only if he finishes the Boche of Boruch Shomar before the Shliach Tzibur finishes. But suppose he finishes the Boche of Boruch Shomar simultaneously with the Shliach Tzibur, then he doesn't say Amen, because then it appears that he's saying Amen Achabirkas Atzme, Achabirkas Atzme. But some Mele, only if he's Misayim the Boruch Shomar before this, the Chazan was Misayim Boruch Shomar. Then when the Chazan is Misayim Boruch Shomar, he says Amen after the Boruch. We left off Simen Nun Aleph Sim Gimel. Acha Yishtabach Yochei Lanis Omein Acha Birkes Atzmi. Gemara says in Broches that one cannot say Omein after his own Broche, except where there is a series of Broches, two or three, and then so after the last broche, so he can say Amen. So the Mechaber paskens here in Simen Reish Tesvov that wherever we have a series of broches partaking of one kima mitzvah, so then after that he can say Amen after Birkas Atzmi. What's an example of it? So we have three examples according to the Mechaber. One is Hallel. So after Yalucho, the Mechaber paskens, you can then say Amen, because it consists of the Brocho Lufaneo and the Brocho Reachel. So mainly you can say after Yalucho, you can say Amen, and then after Yishtabach, you can say Amen according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, because it consists of the Broche of Boruch Shomar, which is Lifoneo, and the Broche of Yishtabach, which is Lacheo of the Pesukim Zimre. So maybe you can answer Omei. And then the third series of Broches of constituting one Kiyum is Bini Yerushalayim, Bini Berachmov, Yerushalayim Omei. So then there is the Broche of Hatei, Amitiv, but the Broche Hativ Amitiv is not an integral part of the Birkas HaMazon that was enacted in Yavne because of the Aruge Beta. So it's the Chachomim of Misakein upon the conclusion of Birkas HaMazon to say the Broche of Hativ Amitiv, but the final Broche of the Birkas HaMazon per se is Beni Berachmo Yerushalayim. So merely he says Amen. So that's the Pesach of Mechaber, that in these three you can answer Amen after Birkas Atzmi. So here too he says Acha Yishtabach Yochei La'anis Amen Acha Birkas Atzmi. Vayin Likamon Simen Reish Tesvov, because there then the Ramo paskens that only after Beni Berachmo Yerushalayim you can say Amen, because there it constitutes the conclusion of the broches of Birkas HaMazon, which is Midrais. Matzinkin after Yishtabach or after Yalucho, which constitutes the conclusion of broches of a series of broches, which is only Midrabanon, so you don't say on. So this is what the Ramon means. Tzorich liyizoyer milihafsik Bidibur Mishayaskil Boruch Shomar at Seif Yitres until the conclusion of the Shuneshe. So one is not allowed to talk, to be mafsik. Vafilu Yitzirach Mitzvah in Lidabir bin Boruch Shomar Le Yishtabach. Kol HaMizmirim Moelu So Sheol Mpnei HaKoveid Umeishiv Sholim Lecholodom. Between one Perek and another, so he can answer to any person, and he can even initiate a greeting with Neakovet, someone who is מחויב בחרידה. להקריא אשמה, סובין הפרוקים, ישיר מהקובי, ומי שפשור מחלולם, ובאמצע, סופוז, in the middle of Bor Shomar, in the middle of Yishtabach, so then, so also like Rishme, Sheol Mpnei Ayiro, Umeishiv Mpnei HaKovid. Left of Simen in our left, Sivol. It deals with Suke de Zimre. Sorg lehafsik, Bein Elirim, Uvein Adishem Shemaim Osa. So there should be a pause. צורך לחווין ביפוסיק בשיח הסיותך. ואם לא קיבין צורך לארזו לאמרי פעם אחרס, because the reason is why תיאורי דובית אשרי was נקווה in the פסוק די זמרי is because, primarily, because of that פוסיק that is expressive of the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom accommodates every person with panosim. So mele yes to be mechave in that posik. Ve'imrim posik v'nachm v'orech kyo achatiru l'idovi. Posik v'keiflin posik kolan shomo ta'al kyo. The posik of kolan shomo ta'al kyo, we should double it, we should say it twice. Why? If we should say p'suke di zimre. V'chein posik adishem yimlech l'lam v'ed. כשמגיע לאטו עד השם הלכינו מידים אנחנו אוי לפוסק וחולקימו לפונחו תשתחווה אין לשחס ולשתחווה שם. Even though they speak of שתחווה, these expressions, but we shouldn't be משתחווה. ונועגו לעמד כשאמרים בורך שאומר ויבור דוד ונשתלח. In Imrim as Miris Mirutso Kim Binachas. The Psuk de Zimre, you should not say quickly, but slowly. Mizmele Seido, Yeshle Imro Binigino, Shekolas Shiris Asidis Livasidis Livatil, Chutz mi Mizmeir Liseido. In Imrim Mizmele Seido, Bishabes Viontev, because on Shabbos and Yom Tev, so a Teido was not called. Oy b'mi Pesach, she'in Teido krevavem. Pesach, it's also not called. Even on Chalmeit, because there is chometz in the Korban Teido. So mele, because asol lachmei chometz was nikrat in connection with the Korban Teido. So mele on Pesach, a Korban Teido couldn't be korei. Since it couldn't be korei, so mele we don't say it. Mishum chometz v'loy b'erev Pesach. And erev Pesach we couldn't be makri a Korban Teido either, because in Medin kochim l'beis atzul. Now a Teido is nechal l'yin l'laylo. But if you're makrifet, if you were to be makrifet Erev Pesach, it couldn't be eaten the whole Zman Achilosei. So mele, we're not allowed to be makrif a Korban Teido Erev Pesach. V'loy b'erev yim kippah, for the same reason, because in Midin kochim l'beis apso, because it couldn't be nechal yim v'laylo. It's l'lim akipurim. How could it be eaten? Some mele, you're not allowed to be makrevet. Since you're not allowed to be makrevet Erev in Kippur, so you don't say mizmele seido Erev in Kippur. The Tzigimore in Psochim that we have to start learning and inquiring as to the Dinei Pesach 30 days before Pesach. How do we know that? Because we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructing and guiding the Israelites on Pesach Rishon in connection with Pesach Sheni. So that's 30 days. Now, from Rashi, in many Gemores and Teisves, a beginning of Megillah, Davdalet, it appears that this halacha is not peculiar to Pesach, but it applies to all Yom Tev, even Yom Tev like Shavuos, which does not have any special dinim. So, however, the Be'er Agos says that it doesn't apply to Yom Tev Shavuos, but according to the Be'er Agos, it does apply to the Yom Tev of Sukkot, because we find in the Gemara that before Pesach and before Sukkot, so there were special sessions in Hilchas Yom Tev. Why? Because Pesach has numerous halachas, and Sukkot also has numerous halachas about Aleph Minim, about Sukkot, and so on. However, there is a shite that the Bais Yosef says that this applies only to Pesach, because Pesach has many more dinim than let's say even Sukkot, because of these achometz and bal yemotze and agolas kelim. I mean, so the dinim of Pesach are more numerous and more complicated than the dinim of any other Yom Tov, even the dinim, let's say, of Sukkot, of Dalet Minim and Sukkot. Umine glikneis chitin lichalkon laniyim litzirach Pesach. I mean, it's minig, but it's mentioned in the Yerushalm, kimcha di Pesach. So in other words, before Pesach, we have to accommodate every Jew who needs food for Pesach with moyes, it is called moyes chitim. Now, we say moyes chitim, but we don't mean just matzes. We mean food for Pesach, arba keses, and food in general for the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. V'chol mi shedor b'yir yudveis chedesh, so chlitim lozeh. In other words, that the chiyuv of giving moyes chitim depends upon a domicile, a residence of 12 months. In other words, moyes chitim is like taxes. In respect to taxes, so the chiyuv is incumbent only upon those residents who have been living in a certain town for 12 months. But if they have been living for less than 12 months, so then they are not mechuyev to pay the taxes of that city, but they are mechuyev to participate and to share in the payment of the taxes of the city from which they came and in which they had been residing for 12 months or more. A neiflin al pneyem b'chol chiyishnis. There is no tachnun the whole month of Nisan. Why? Because the first 12 days, so that's the days on which the Nisim of the Shvatim were makrif karbonis, and then you have Erev Pesach, and you have the 7 days of Pesach, Chutzlaret, 8 days of Pesach. So mele, the rov of the month is Yotzar in Yom Tov. So mele, the whole month of Nisan, we don't say tach. V'neimrin tzitkoscho v'shabes v'minche. V'minche. Because tzitkoscho is like tziduk adin. V'inmaspidin bei, there are no espedin in chedesh Nisan. V'inmisanin bei, you are not allowed to fast in chedesh Nisan. Lehaskir bei, lehaskir bei tzibu. But the Kodesh Mechaber emphasizes Lahaska B'tzibu, but Yochi, the Kovit Mechaber, Mechaber is allowed fast. However, there are more Paskins that even Yochi is not allowed fast. Vapcheris Nisanim Bei Be'er Pesach. Because that's not the tiny Sansore, that is the tiny on the contrary, because of the Yeshua that the Pcheri said. So Mele, it's not Osea in Chedesh Nisan. Gaminim Rim Tziyuk Adin B'chol Chedesh Nisan. V'nuagu She'im Nisanim B'itan Yisrael. Afin Yochid. Afin Yim She'meiz B'yovi V'ime. Avol Tain Yisraelim Nisanim. V'nim Rim Nizme Liseido B'kira Hapayim V'lamatzeach B'Erev Pesach. Mizmer Liseido, we don't say because Mizmer Liseido involves Chometz, the 10 Chalos of Chometz, and in Vim Kochimi Beis Apsu, so Erev Pesach, since after Chatzis, they're not allowed to eat Chometz, so Mimele, they're not allowed in Erev Pesach to bring the Korban Torah even early in the morning, because you reduce the Zman Achilah. Like this, the Zman Achilah of the Korban Torah is Yom V'Lailo, and here you can only eat till Chatzis, or even before Chatzis, the Avoron. So till Shlish Hayei, so Mimele we're not allowed to be makriv the Korban Torah on Erev Pesach. So that's why you don't say Mizmor Seido. And of course, in Yom Tov, we are not makriv Korban Torah either. And Kilah Hapayim Olamatzeach, we don't say because it's Yom Tov Erev Pesach. V'nei again, v'harbis k'saz b'achil yisiyeh b'yim ha'chag v'yihu ischachag. Left off Simen Tov Lamed. Shabbos shelifnei Pesach, Kirin Eisei Shabbos Hagodol, Mipnei Hanes Shenasebei. Because every Jew took a se on the 10th of Nisan, and he tied it to the legs of the bed, and of course, the lamb was the idol of the Egyptians. So, and still, not one Jew was assaulted by the Egyptians. So that was a ness. Now, in the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Pesach was on Thursday, Tesvov Nisan was on Thursday, and the Shabbos was the 10th. But it was not Nikva that the 10th of Nisan so should be called the Yom HaGadol, but just the Shabbos before, because in that year, so it was the 10th was on Shabbos, so every Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol because of the Ness. V'aminig leima b'minche ha'agode mitchilas avodim oyinu ad lechape akoa v'niseinu. So the minig is to say the agode up to lechape akoa v'niseinu on Shabbos HaGadol. Upeiskim leima aboch in nafshi. During the winter months, the minig is to say on Shabbos boch in nafshi, but on Shabbos HaGadol we stop. We don't say it. Now the Goy is chelik on the tramo, and he says that it's not a proper thing to say the Agoda on Shabbos HaGadol, because we say in the Agoda itself there's the mechilte yochel mirish chedesh. Talmulim abayim ahu, I bayim ahu yochel bidyeim, talmulim abavuze lo yama abavuze,
Mavuzel lo yamarti al bisho sheishmatzo mor v'nochem fanecho. That means that the Haggadah should be recited only the night of Pesach and not before that. Zman b'dikas hachometz. B'tchilas leil yudalet b'nissen beit kines hachometz leir aneir b'chorin u'vizdokin b'cholam kemeis shederach lahachni shom chometz. So the Chachomim were misakein that the night of Yudalet Nisan we should be beating the chometz. Now, neither I say, so the Bittul Baal misaki. So one of two things is enough. Either he's beating the chometz and he's mivaya all the chometz that he finds, and so he's mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu that way, or even if he's not beating the chometz and he doesn't destroy the chometz that he has in his house, but if he is mevatel b'leiv and in his heart he declares all the chometz like dust of the earth as null and void, so that is enough. Either because Tashbisu means bittul, or because if he's mevatel, then it becomes hefker, so merely it's not shalei, so he's not even bali roye, and he's not mechuyev in Tashbisu anymore, whatever the reason. So midrash say, be bittul baal mesage. Or if he destroys the chometz without bittul, so it's also enough. However, midrabbonon, he has to do both. He has to be mevatel, and he has to be beidik, he has to be beidik the chometz. Now, why does he have to be mivatel? Why does he have to be mivatel? After all, if he's beidik the chometz and he destroys all the chometz that he finds in the course of the dikeh, so that should be enough. So the reason as to why he has to be mivatel also, suppose he doesn't make the bdike so well, so thoroughly, and then he'll find a gluska, a chometz, a piece of chometz on Pesach, so he'll be aver and he'll be mechashevet. So because of that, midrabbonon, so even if he's bedik, it's not enough, he has to be mivatel also. And why shouldn't be bittul be enough without bdike and destroying the chometz? Well, the answer is because if he's just mivatel, maybe he has in his possession, you know, very valuable chometz, and then in his heart he'll be machshiv the chometz again, and he'll be mivatel the bittul. So because of that, the chachomim are misakei that he has to do both. He has to be beidik and destroy all the chometz that he finds in the course of the bdike, and he also has to be mevatel. So, b'tchilas leil yudalet b'nissen beit kines hachometz le'aneir b'churin u'b'istokin b'chol amikimei shederech lahachni sham chometz. Yizoya kol odom shelo yaschil b'shum ilocha. He shouldn't work v'loy yechal ache yivdek, and not only when it's already night, but even half an hour before, he's not allowed to eat or to do any work, because maybe he'll become involved in his work and he will be involved in his achile and he'll forget to be beidek the chometz. So, v'afilu im yeshle eis kovua liomeit, and even if he has a seida kovua to learn, lo yilmeit achi yivdeik, v'yim hisri liomeit b'diei, ein tzorich lahafzik. But if he started to learn b'diei, he doesn't have to interrupt. That's one shite. And v'yeshe imrim, שצורך להפסיק, v'chein nirelikya. So in other words, that he has to interrupt.
And tough one advice. Kirim shiaske livdeik yvorech ha-shakadishonu misveisov v'isivonu al bio chometz. Like all mitzvahs, so it requires a brochet. Vim hische livdeik v'loi brochet. Suppose he started the search without making a brochet. So yvorech calls man shall sign the kosei, so it's still evil as yosei. V'yizoyer shall yidabeya bin abrocho litchilas habdike. And if he does talk between the brochet and the beginning of the dike, so then he has to make the brochet again. V'teiv shalo yidabeya v'dvorim acherim achiyigma kol abdike. In other words, to talk between the conclusion of the broche and the beginning of the bdike, that's an isagomo. But after he started the bdike, in the midst of the bdike, so it's not an isagomo, but the proper thing is not to talk in the course of the bdike, even if the bdike takes him an hour or so, or more. So the proper thing, the ideal thing, is not to talk. Of course, if he has to say something in connection with the bike, so that's all right. But other things, not. Kamo bati. So he can be beidik many bati. So now, so in other words, if he has many houses, so one broche for all the houses, and even though he has to go from one house to the other, so that is not considered a hefzer. There is a machlekes achenim. Suppose he has to be building the house and he has to be building the store. So, is he building the store together with the house with one broche, or he has to make a separate broche? So, on that point, there is a machlekes achenim between the Chayodom and the Chok Yosef, the Manu Mordechai. But we pass Kulikule that he makes just one broch, even if he has to be Vedic, the home and the business. Vim Barabais Reitze, Yamid Nebesi Etzle, Bishor Shum Mivorech, Vis Pazro Livdek Ishish Bin Keme, Al Smar Broche Shabir Barabais. In other words, if he wants to expedite the search for chometz, so he can delegate to some of his children. In other words, he starts the bdike and then he tells one child to be bedik one room, another child to be bedik another room. So that's the way, I mean, to expedite the bdike. So all the children have to do is to hear the broche the rabbi makes al bio chometz, and they have kavonet to be eaten that broche, then they don't have to make a separate broche themselves. V'neagim lo niach psisi chometz b'mokim sheimtzoim abedik kidei shelei b'chosei levatole. I mean, this is a strange chite, but Ramon mentions it lichumre. In other words, the Marie Brun, so he says that in order to make sure that he finds crumbs of chometz, so he should leave certain crumbs of chometz. Because otherwise, if he doesn't leave crumbs of chometz, so then suppose he doesn't find any chometz. So then it will be brocha latore. Of course, all the other pasukim acherim. Because the mitzvah is to look, to search. And if he finds, he finds. If he doesn't find, he's still making the mitzvah. He's still making the mitzvah. But the Shita of Marie Bruni is that since the Broche is al Bir Chometz, and if he doesn't find anything, and it doesn't result in any destruction of Chometz, so then the Broche is Bravato. Of course, it's a very difficult Shita, and it's not that we pass like that Shita, but the Chumre. So we do it. V'neyagim lo niach psise chomet z'mokim shimtsoim abedik k'dei shoyi v'chosil v'atoi u'miun loy nosan loy yikei didas kol odom im abrocha livaya v'nimso. That's the mitzvah of bir chomet. To destroy all the chomet that he can find. He doesn't find. He doesn't have to destroy. So it doesn't mean he's potter. No, he is Mekayim the Mitzvah too. By through searching, he is Mekayim the Mitzvah even if he doesn't find any Chometz. We're starting Simen Tov Lamed Gimel. Habdiko tzorech shetie leir aneir. Viloi leir halivono. The reason is why it requires leir aneir, because with the nail, with the candle, it can be machnised bechurim or bizdokim as well. But leir alvono, so the light does not penetrate into churim bizdokim. Vim ovar v'libodak leil yudaled, suppose he wasn't bedik the night of the 14th, so he has to be Beidik in the day of the 14th. Kishe Beidik b'yem yudalet lo yivdeik le'irachamo elo le'iranea. V'achsadro, achsadro means you have three walls and the fourth side is completely open, porch, and then you have a kill, a ceiling. So there is a lot of light that comes in through the open side. So achsadro she'iro rav im botko leira chamo daye, only levet, but v'chatchile even leira achsadro he shouldn't be vedik. V'iho adin kineged agubo shebecheda, right opposite the skylight in the ceiling, so it's also there's a lot of light, so the evet it is good if he was vedik. But lechatchile, he should not do it, even leir achsadro. In beitkin leir ha'avuko, elo leir aneya. We are not supposed to use a torchlight. Now, there are two reasons. One reason is because there might be sakone. It might cause a fire if he uses a torchlight. The other reason is because he is afraid lest it will cause a fire, so mele he doesn't make it for a search. So because of these two reasons, we are not allowed to use a torchlight. But the two reasons don't apply to a flashlight. A flashlight is the best thing to use a flashlight in searching, because when you use an ordinary candle, you are overtaken by a certain degree of fear lest it will catch fire. If you use a flashlight, you're not overtaken by any fear altogether. So a flashlight is all right. In Beitkin leir avuko el leir aneir, v'loi mineir shel chilev, v'loi shel shumen, v'loi shel shemen, el bineir shel shavo. You should use a wax candle. The reason as to why a chilev candle you cannot use, because it keeps on dripping on the godim and on the things, you know, some mele. So it's not a question, you know, of being mafsi the kelim, the godim, but since it keeps on dripping, so he feels inhibited, and he's not likely to make a thorough search because he doesn't want that it should drip on all the godim. Vihu yechidi. In other words, a wax candle is all light if it is by itself, but if you have two wax candles intertwined together, then it's like a torch light, so you can't use it. Avol beis neiris v'yachad afilu kluim intertwined dinom ke'avuka. Beideik kol ha'mikemes. What places does he have to search? All the places where it's likely that in the course of the year he was machnis chometz. She'ishlocheish shemo yichnisu behem chometz. V'lochein kol chadri habayis v'aliyeis tzriches v'diko. She'pomim odom nichnas behem u'pitei biyode. Even though rooms, let's say like bedrooms and living room, it's not a place that is used ordinarily for eating. So you have to be basic. Why? Because sometimes you have to get something from one of the rooms and you are in the midst of a meal. So you have a piece of bread in your hand or in your mouth and you go to the bedroom to get something. And you might leave that piece of bread there, you know, while searching for something in the bedroom or in the living room. So mele, it's a mokein where chometz is likely to be. So mele, you have to be beidik. Lochin kol chadri habayis v'ali yisrichem dike, shepomim odim nichnas behem u'piti b'yodei. Avol itzres yayin she'im istapik mehem, how about the store of wine? So it all depends. If it is a storage room that you constantly use it, in other words, whenever you want to serve wine, you know, to guests, so you go down to that room and you get a bottle of wine, so then you have to be bathing that room. Because since you constantly use that room, you go very often, you know, to get a bottle of wine. So sometimes in the middle of the meal, while you have a piece of bread in your hand or in your mouth, you go to get a bottle of wine and then you take it out and you leave it on the table in that room. But if it is a kind of a storage place in which you store wine and you don't constantly get wine from that room, so then you have on the Vedic, because it's unlikely that chometz should be there. Chure abayis vizizin abiltim miaksolim shenigvim harbei v'limuchim harbei tzrichim dike, because it's within the reach of the people. Aval agvoyim shen yad odom agashom v'yamuchim poches midimu tvochim. So ordinarily you don't use it if it is so low. So in Tzor Dike, because it's a mocking shemachnisim bechometz. Gaga yotzia ve'amigdul shegagim shepoim umnikach in gagim huyim mishum tashmish in Tzor Dike afilim sechabayis. Now let's say the roof. So if the roof is flat, so many times people go up on the roof, you know, to relax and for air, and sometimes they might take some chometz with them, so you have to be bedek. But if it is a slanty roof, so people don't go up on the roof to relax, to rest, so the only possibility is a worker might go up to fix, but then he's not likely to have chometz with him. So mele, you don't have to be bathing a gag mishupa.
We left off last time
Simen Tov Lei Lamed Gimel Sif Vov Refesh El Boko in Tzorer Bdike. It's stable, we don't have to be Vedic. Why? Because Shim Hoyosham Chomet, even though it's very likely that there was Chomet served to the behemoths, so Habim Shim Shachomet Habim is Yechlu. So it's very likely that the behemoths ate up the Chomet. That's a Gemara in Psochim. Of the tzofik akorov levadai is made in the tzofik. In other words, there is a tzofik whether there was chometz in the state. Maybe there was no chometz, but there is a tzofik. But assuming that there was, so it's more likely that the chometz was consumed by the behemoths eating it up. So Sofik Akor Levadai, when it's more likely that the chometz was consumed by the behemoths, so is made in the Sofik. But Sofik Akor Levadai is not made in the Vadai, only made in the Sofik. So V'chein Lul Shal Tanigerim, chicken coops, in Tzor Dike, even though there is a possibility that in the course of the year, so chometz was used in the chicken coop, but since it's a sofik akor levadai, it's very likely that the sofik, that the chometz that was there, assuming that there was consumed by the chickens, so mainly it's made similarly sofik. The chinul chatanagelim so dike yufnei sheim or yushom chometz. So, in all probability, hatanagelim yachlu. The chinem tzor shal chotza. The interior of the courtyard in tzor dike. True that it's very likely there was chometz used in the interior of the courtyard. Shim or yushom chometz. So in all probability, a sofik akor levadai is made in the sofik, but not mirivadai. The hanem mile mi sofik chometz. Aval vadai chometz, loy. When do we say that, the Mechaber says, that when do we say a probability sofik akor levadai is made in midi sofik, only midi sofik, but midi vadai not. If we know that definitely there was chometz in the chicken coop or in the stable, we know, we are sure about it. So then the probability is not made in midi vadai, only a vadai gomo, but not a sofik Hakorev Levadai. But the Ramo says, Avalikamon Simen Tof Memhei Siv Gimu Mivuea Bimuta Lahashli Chometz Bimokim Sheifes Mitsuyim Kolshkin Shein Tzorich Livaya Mishom Afil Chometz Vadai Adle Achaz Manisure. So the Ramo says that while he had the Mechaba Paskins, that a sofik akor levadai, a probability, is not sufficient to be made in levadai, only in the sofik. So, but in Simen Tov Mem Hei, he passes differently, that a probability is capable of being made in not only in the sofik, but even in the levadai gomo, because in Simen Tov Mem Hei, so the Mechaber paskens that you are allowed lechatchile erev Pesach to throw away, chometz in a place where there are many birds, because we rely on the probability and the assumption that the many birds, in all probability, will consume the chometz. So there is a vadai. You throw chometz into the courtyard, Erev Pesach, in the morning, and still you are allowed to rely on that assumption, on that probability. When you don't throw, but you just know that chometz was used in the stable, so you're certainly allowed to rely on the sofik akol vadai, on the probability to be made simili vadai. Now, how can we, explain the chite? How can a mere probability, which is not a vadai al pedim, only sofik akol vadai, be made simili vadai? So the answer is, there are some Rishayim who say that. In the Sugi in Psochim, Daftes, because Midraise Vibitul Baal Mesagi. So Midraise, even if you're not Mivaya the Chometz, you are just Mivatul the Lev, so it's enough. So it's only the Rabbonon that you have to be Mivaya the Chometz. Even though you're mevatel, since it's only midrabbanon, so mimele isofik hakol mevadai can be made simili vadai also. So this is what the Rambam says, that while here he passes like the Rishonim, that even though midraisa is mevatel baal mesagi and bil is only midrabbanon, still isofik hakol mevadai, a mere probability, is not made simili Midei vadai, but in Simen Tov Memei, the Mechaba Paschas like the others. However, all the Nisikeli, the Taz, and the Bach, and the Gro, and the Yorabe, and the Prichodosh, they are all Chelik and Ramo. And they say, true, there is such a Shittas HaRishayim, that since midraise bebitul baal mesagye and biur is only required midrabbonon if he was mevateil, so mele a sofik akol mevadai, a mere probability, is made even with mevadai, but the mechaba doesn't pasken like that chitis rishenim. He paskens like the rishenim, that even though midraise bebitul baal mesagye, but sofik akol vevadai is only made simili sofik, it's not made simili vadai. So why does he say in Simen Tov Mem Hei that you are allowed to throw away chometz erev Pesach in the morning in a place where there are many birds, because we rely on the probability that the birds will know probability consume the chometz? Because there the Mechaber has reference to a case where he throws away the chometz not in his rishus, but in the rishus Arabi, let's say in the street, in Mokim Amufker, some mele, it's not his responsibility. Mashenke, so there he can even throw away chometz and rely on the probability that the birds will consume it. Mashenke in his own courtyard, so he can only rely on the probability of the birds consuming it in case of Sofik, but not in case of Adai. Now, Siv Zayin, Choyoshe ben Yehudi lechaveri, suppose there are two Shechenim, and one Jew's house adjoins to the other Jew's house, and there is a common wall that divides them. So kolechot beidei kadmokin, and there is a hole in that wall. So kolechot beidei ichochon can be beidei kadmokin fiodim egas, and then the rest of the hole, so is mevatel b'libei b'dayei, because midraise Bibitul Baal Mesagi. Vishe ben Yehudi leini Yehudi. Suppose he is a shochum of a goy, and there is a common wall that divides conflict between the Jew and the Goy, so then in Tzorib Dihiklal, and there's a hole, so he doesn't have to rebate it. He doesn't have to rebate it. Why? So the Gemara says, now Bisman Chazal, I mean, not that today the Goyim are not likely to accuse Jews of things they never did, but I don't think that they are likely to think of that accusation. They'll think of other accusations, more serious accusations against Jews, but not this accusation. But Bisman Chazal and Bisman Rishenim, so the Goyim were very likely to accuse Jews of Kshof. When something happened, so they immediately blamed the Jews. The Jews did it because the Jews were engaged in magic. Today's Goyim don't believe so much in magic, so Mimele, they don't accuse the Jews of magic. So Mimele, the Gemara says that if there is a common wall between the Jew and the Goy, and there is a hole, so the Jew does not have to be baited the hole. Because if the Goy will see that the Jew pushes his hand in a hole in wall, and that was the derech of the Mechashvim, you know, to do mysterious things, to push, you know, their arms, their hands, in holes in the wall. So Mele, the Jew will immediately be accused of being engaged in shofi, and it will endanger the Jew. So Mele, because of that, he doesn't have to do it. Even Bisman Chazal, this accusation was not very likely on the basis of a mere search in a hole, but when it's a question of Sakone, then we have to be Cheshesh, even for Shoshere Cheke, something that is not very likely. So he says, so that's why it says, the Gemara said it, the Goy, the Shochan, will say, Kshofi Moisali, he's engaging himself in magic. It was so universal among the Goy, this impression that the Jews are constantly engaged in magic against the Goyim, that even the great Shakespeare mentions it several times, the Jews are engaged in magic. So that's why he's Potter. Kesel shenishtamish bei chometz becheri. If let's say a certain wall, so in the course of the year, so chometz was used in the wall. It was constantly placed in the hole in the wall. Vinafal, and then the wall collapsed before Pesach. Vinasegal, and it turned into a pile of stones. Even though a kelev will be able to reach it, because if it is so tumult in the pile of stones that the kelev is not likely to find it, then it's considered mivui already. If a kelev cannot find it, but as long as the kelev in all probability will be able to pick it out, so then it's not considered mivuya. So even though it's not gavaya gimutvochen v'lichvizes hakelev, so it's not mivuya in tzorich l'vitachto. So he's not mechuyev to search, you know, among the stones. Why? Because again, there is it's not a real sakone. Now today there is not even a yechshosher cheike, as all the poskim say.
because in our places, perhaps, in the tropical places, in Indonesia, in China, so there might be a chasher cheke in the tropical countries, but in our places, in Europe, in Eretz Yisrael, in America, so there is not even a chasher cheke. But Bisman Chazal, so there was at least a chasher cheke that if you search among stones, so you might find a snake, a poisonous snake. And by Sakonis Nefoshes, you have to be cheshesh even for something that is not probable, even for Shasher Cheke. So Memele, even though it was not Mevoya, you're not Mechoyev to Mevedek Tachtov. Kivin Sheyesh by Sakonis Akrov, Shemitsuyim Bigalim, in the piles of stones, but then the Gemara discusses another question. There is a aloche of shluchei mitzveinem nizukim. That doesn't mean that if somebody is a shliach mitzveh, he is allowed to endanger himself.
In a real sakone,
shluchei mitzveinem nizukim as reference to a case where there is only a chosher cheke. But in Sakonis Nefoshes, we have to be Cheshesh, even for Chosher Cheke, because Hisham Alecho Shmir Nafshecho. Shmir Nafshecho, so as the Rambam says in the Chesritziach Shmir As Nefesh, Vitzorich Lizoyer Yofe Yofe, Vitzorich Lizoyer Yofe Yofe. In other words, we don't rely on Rov, we don't rely on Chazoke, we don't rely on Svexveke, even Achshosher Echeke. So we have to be Cheshesh. But if it is Achshosher Echeke and is a Shliach Mitzvah, so then, and it is something that people are accustomed to do, is Doshe B'Rabim, so then, it's not considered even a sakone. If it's a chosher cheke, and people do it, so mele, even though it's a chosher cheke. So here the question is, why is it potter of searching among the pile of stones? After all, it's not likely that there is a poisonous snake. It's only a remote possibility. And it involves a mitzvah. So, and people, every day, undertake such risks. So, mele, it should be muter, it should not even be considered zakonos nefoshes, because of shluchei mitzvah and nizokin. So, the Gemara says, the reason is, but because maybe he will not be exclusively motivated by the mitzvah. Let's say he'll drop something, a coin, half a dollar, as he's searching in the pile of stones for the chometz. So he'll lose something. And then he'll be motivated not only by the desire to fulfill the mitzvah of Tikkas Chometz, but also by the desire to find the lost object that he dropped in the pile of stones. So, mele, when do we say that there is a aftoche, shluchei mitzvah nizokin, in respect to a chosher cheke, only when the shliach mitzvah is completely motivated by the mitzvah? But if he has an ulterior motive, then there is no aftoche of shluchei mitzvah in his office. So that's why he shouldn't be beidik, even though it's not mivuyah. In tzorich livi tachtov kivin sheyesh b'sakone sakov shemitzuyim bigalim chayshinon shemaacha sheyashlim dikosei sheyesig b'mitzvah Yechapis achamacha chenevadloi, the yovel it is atone. And then we don't apply the haftoche of Shluchim Mitzvim Mizokim. V'hane mile bistam, avol b'yodua sheyishtachtuf chometz. But suppose we know there is chometz in the gal, and hakelev is yochel lechapis achov, so mele it's not mivuea, so then he has to be beidik. But how has, does he have to be beidik? After all, if there is a choshe cheike, and ishliach mitzvah is not considered because he might possibly have an ulterior motive, so how can we tell him, you subject yourself, you expose yourself to choshe cheike of sakone? So the answer, avon dua sheishtach of chometz, imeino of diva dimotvachim, tzorch leitzim shom bimore vechatzine. We don't urge a person to expose himself to Shoshar Chayik of Sakone. But we tell him, after all, you know there is Vada Chomet in the pile of stones. Now, you want to avoid the Sakone, so you have a way. Use big shovels. So if, even if Chas V'Sholem, there is a poisonous snake, so it will not bite you. So, B'inyan Shem Zakone, V'inyei Sholov Givat Gimot Vachim, so Mevatli, so it's already Mevuea, so Mevatli, believe it, die. Now, Marti, V'shem Yisatrim Be'ishurei Sholchov Yes, Zuei Tzol Zu, Ache Yismalei Kulei, V'chizrin U'misatrim, Shuris Achereis ala Tachteneis ad Akeiro in Tzorich Livdei Keloshuro Ileino v'acheres limato mimeno da'in Shuro al Pnirich ha'amarti v'loi al kol shetach ha'amarti elo elieno horeyes Akeiro v'sapesach v'acheres limato mimeno. That's based upon the first Mishneh in Psochim. Martef Shomro. So Bishama Imrim Alpnei Kol Amarti. So Mina Karka Achmei Keo. And Bisila Imrim. So that he only has to be Beidik Shuris Hachitzene Sheino Elienes. Now, in other words, not the whole column of Shuris of Chobyes he has to be Beidik, as Bishama is saying, but just the topmost row. Not the whole car. So then that's what Bisila said. Of course we pass like Bisila. Machlek is Bisham Bisila also. The Allah is like Bisila. But there is machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Between Rav and Shmuel. How do we pass? Not how we pass. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel as to the pshat in Bisila. We still say just Yashuris Achetzini Shinyar Yenis. So Rav says that it means the uppermost row in the external column of Chobyes and the one beneath it.
The one beneath it. And Shmuel says the uppermost row and Tzalifnim Imeno. And the one behind it. Now, that's what Rav says and Shmuel says. According to the general rule, so we should pass like Rav, because Hilchasek Rav b'Isure. However, in our text, the Gemara says v'Hilchasek Avose v'Shmuel. In our text, but many Rishonim are not Geres v'Hilchasek Avose v'Shmuel. So those Rishayim Wagere is the way it appears in our text. There's Davches Omud Beis, the last line in Omud Beis. So those Rishayim Wagere is the way it appears in our text. V'ilcheseka vosed Shmuel. So the Aloha is like Shmuel, that he has to search the uppermost row in the external column of Chobyes and the one behind it. The one behind it.
But many Rishonim are not Diras Vilchas Kavosa Shmuel, so you have to follow the general rule. Vilchase Kirav Bisure. So he has to search there Yeino Limato Imeno. So this is the Psak of the Mechaber, because the Mechaber did not have the Girsa that we have in our text. Vilchase Kavosa Shmuel. So mainly Paschals like Rav. It's El Yeino Ulimato Imeno. In Zorich Livdik al Shuvo El Yeino Vacheres Limato Imeno Da Nishuvo Al Pnirich Av Amarti Viloi Al Kol Shetach Amarti El El Yeino Reyes Akiro Es Ha Pesach Vacheres Limato Imeno. But the Knesiyas in Bate Medroshe is Tzrichim Bdike Mipnei, I mean not talking about Ibis HaKnesses and Ibis HaMedrash where people eat Shall Sudesh Lishis and Shabbos. So there you don't have to explain. But we are talking about Knesiyas with Midrashes where people never eat their meal chomet. So why should you have to be Bedek? The answer is because children are accustomed to bring in chomet. So Mimele drink it Simokish and Machnis in the chomet. But the Knesset with Midrashes Chachim Dikem Veshat Nekes Machnis in the chomet. Am Chabit Chedre Beit Gimu Benisim Umichavin Livdik HaChomet Ulvare Vinizah Shol Ilhachni Shomot Chomet Aval Pichein Tzorich Livdik Bileil Yudalet. Because there is a possibility that he didn't search it out thoroughly 100%. So V'chol odom tzorich l'chabit chadorov kedem abdike ve'akisim u'ibotiyat shal b'godim sh'neistim v'hem l'pomim chometz tzrichim dike. You know, sometimes you put a sandwich in, let's say, in the pocket of your coat. So before Pesach, you have to be baited the pockets of your coat, because crumbs are likely, you know, to fall in, between the stitches of the pocket. So you have to make a thorough ticket of the pockets of the coat. Okay. Top Lamed Aleph. Achar Abdike, after he made the Bdike, the night of the 14th, Yehiniza Bechomet Shemishaya Latznia, he made a Bdike and he found a certain quantity of Chomets. So it's proper to put away the Chomets that he found. Shemishaya Latznia. Because if he doesn't put it away, so sometimes there might be a problem. What's the problem? That's a sugya in Psochim. Suppose he found 10 kikoris of lech. And then he won't put it away in a safe place, let's say, in a drawer, in a closet. So then he'll just leave it in a certain place. And he knows that he found 10 kikoris. And then in the morning he'll look and will only find 9 kikoris. So then you'll have to make it decay all over again. So because of that, it's better, it's an entertainment for him to put it away in a safe place so that he should not be faced with problems. I will be stamped, so only
if something like that happened.
He found 20 coins.
And he didn't put it away in a safe place. And then in the morning he's only able to find 90 coins. So he has to make a toss the vikya again.
But bistamshin yideim chosam and uvav loy vimkofol of kli. Suppose he found chometz and then he inverted the kele on top of the chometz. Viloy motzei, then the morning, so he picks up the kele. He doesn't find any chometz when he the kele. So he doesn't have to make any thorough search because an arbor wouldn't pick up the kele. So the obvious conclusion is that a certain person came and he picked up the kele. So in tzoyach libdi shevadai odom notlei likach yiflo of kli, so that's a good eitzah, that to put a kele or yislenu ba'avya or yanechenu b'teivo mokim shein arbo yochel love, so he's not likely to be faced with problems. Achar habdike miyad belailo yivatlenu. Now, after the bdike at night, he should make the first bitl, and the first bitl applies only to chometz that he didn't see. V'yema kol chmire, any chometz these is a beshusik, that is my possession. The loich hazise, that I didn't see, that I'm not aware of. Loich hazise doesn't actually mean seeing. The seeing with his eyes is not important. It means being aware of. The loich hazise, u de lei biarte, that I wasn't nivaya, livatel, let it be null and void, vileve ke afredare, and let it be like the dust of the earth. So at night he's only expressing the beetle in respect to chometz that he didn't see, that he's not aware of. But he doesn't say, and he shouldn't say, the chazis, the loy chazise, the chazise. Because for two reasons. First of all, he probably intends to eat some chometz in the morning, until these are chometz, so of what avail would be the beetle when he intends to eat chometz in the morning? So that will be a new sphere in the chometz that he was mivatel. So it will be without any avail if he's mivatel. And then there is another reason, because he has to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sreife in chometz, and the mitzvah of sreife can only be mekayim in chometz that is his. But if he'll be mevatel all chometz at night, and he'll say the loy chazise, so then all the chometz that he has in his possession will become not his, whether it's because in Tam Hefker, or because Shnei Dvorim in Beshus Shalodom was not also in Beshusei. So merely if he was Mivatil, so then it's not also not also Beshusei. But the net result is the same. It will be Hefker. So it's not his chometz. Then when he burns the next morning, the chometz in his possession, he's burning hefker bike chometz, so he will not be mekayem mitzvah. So because of that, it's not proper for him to express the bittul at night in respect to all chometz, even the chometz that he's aware of. But he should only express the bittul in respect to the chometz that he's not aware of. So the chometz that he did see, that he's aware of, does not become bottle, so that remains his. So next morning, when he burns it, he's mekayem the mitzvah of tashbisut. So he says,
In
other words, if he doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, so the proper thing is to say it in English. V'im omri v'loshon HaKodesh, kol chmire kiru chometz u'seya.
In other words, in
Lashon Kodesh, even though chmire is not the Lashon Kodesh word, but it's an Aramaic word. But as the Rambam says in Hilchos Gittin, Lashon Kodesh and Aramaic are one language. It's taken from the Eben Ezra. So Mimele, the Aramaic term chamire includes both. It includes chometz and it includes seya. Seya also is chometz. Even though seya is yeast, it's an organism. But that's the Xeras HaKosu, that the seya, the yeast that was formed in the fermentation process of chometz has a din of chometz. And there is a chiyuv kores if somebody will eat seya, chometz dike yeast. But so chmire includes both. Chmire includes a chometz, and it also includes chometz dike yeast. Now, suppose is mevatel in English, so then in English we don't have a one word that will include chometz and seya. So then he has to spell out chometz separately and seya separately. And he should say every fermented grain and yeast that I have in my possession is hereby declared null and void, and let it be like the dust of the earth. But he cannot just say a fermented grain, because fermented grain has reference only to chometz, not to seya. But the Aramaic term of chamire includes both. Now, it is a remarkable thing that the Ramos says, Avol b'shol v'sheines, tzorech lehaskir kolecho b'tniyatzim. And I once inquired from a big linguist, after all, the Ramos, I mean, was not a book in all the languages of the world, but he understood that what was true of some of the languages is true of all the languages. Only in Aramaic, so the term chmire includes both chometz and seya. So I inquired from a big linguist who knew many languages, and he told me that the same thing is true. I mean, I know it's true of English, it's true of French, and it's true of German, of Spanish, of Italian, of Greek. I mean, even of Chinese. I mean, so there is no one word that includes both chometz and seya. So it's a remarkable thing that the Rambam, I mean, had the courage to say that. And the Rambam, he was not the type of a person who would say certain things without knowing, even though he didn't know all the languages in the world, all the Shirin Loshen. I mean, it's not mentioned that the Rambam knew all the Shirin Loshen, but he understood that only Lashon Kodesh, the Aramaic term of Chamire, includes both. But in all other languages, so there is a separate word for Chometz and a separate word for yeast. Teiv, v'teiv laze olivatle
pam acheres b'yein yudalet
seif sho chamishis
kedem shetagia Shoshishis, Shemishtagia Shoshishis, Neesa, Ve'im Biyode Livatle, Ve'im Livatle, So then in the morning, so when is Mivatel, before the Isranoi of Chometz,
after the Isranoi, after Shor Hamishis,
let's say after 11 o'clock in the equinox day, according to the gross Shite, so when it's already Osa Banoye, so it's not Chayach to be Mivatel, because it's Osa Banoye, it's not Chalei.
It's not Shayach to Mivatel, something that he doesn't own.
But before the end of Shor Hamishis, so he has to Mivatel, and then he has to express explicitly the Bittul in respect to Chometz the Loi Chazisei and Chometz the Chazisei. At night he says, Kol Chmira di Yisla Bershuse the Loi Chazisei, U the Loi Be'arte. But in the daytime, he says, "A kol chmira disa b'shuse di chazise u deloy chazise." Ve'in livatli b'yein el achar shesora v'chometz kidlikayim mitzvasreite v'chometz shalei. B'pitol ayeim yeim ad di chazise u deloy chazise. Di bi'atei u deloy. Di biarte u deloi biarte. Di biarte u deloi biarte. Now, what does it mean? He says di biarte. I mean, why does he have to be mivate? Chometz that he burned? Well, the answer is, there are other forms of bio. I mean, we don't pass like a bio. So he can be mivate the hold of all. He can be Zeir Yam also. So then he chayach to say Bittul. So Mele, he says, Di bi'arte yu deloi bi'arte. Shluche yoche levate. Even though by hefkeh you cannot appoint the shliach to be mafkia. Some rishonim you say that it's not such a double portion. But, so one could argue that by Bittul it's not chayach to appoint the shliach. So, the Mechaber says that and that's taken from the Balaito of Yeruchem. So, and the Magid Mishneh, that you can appoint a Shliach to be Mivatel the Chometz. Uchse Mivatel Shliach, Tzor Sheyema, Chemtzei Shal Pleini Yeibot, Imeino Yish Biveisei, Yivatil bimokim shehu vimineise kein teiv shetivatil ishtei. And then she should say kol chmire di ike birshus bailei di yodabei u di lo yodabei is lehevim ritolim leheve ki afre dear loy bodak bileil yudaled Yivdeit v'yein yudalet. Suppose he wasn't bathed the night of the 14th, he should be bathed in the morning of the 14th. Beizei shor sheyizkir. So, sheyizkir mayei. Loi bodak kol yein yudalet. Yivdeit v'sichat Pesach. Suppose he forgot to be bathed even erev Pesach, the 14th in the daytime. So he should be bathed on Pesach itself. Loi bodak b'seich ha-Pesach. Suppose he wasn't bedek on Pesach, so he has to be bedek after Pesach. What's the purpose of after Pesach? Because of the Yisrael of Chometz Shavuot ha-Pesach. So because of that, so he has to be bedek after Pesach in order to separate the Chometz Shavuot ha-Pesach from the Chometz Shavuot ha-Pesach. Kidei shel yikoshel b'chometz שעובר על הפסח שהוא עושה בענוי ועל הבדיקה שלך הפסח לא יבור. We have to סימן טוב למדבוב דין המפורש בים והייצי בשיור צבימורך נצוחים דבוב. Hamforesh miyaboshal yam is going on a voyage over the sea before Pesach or Yitzhak Bishayor. Ve'niyar bebeisei mishayivdeik and he doesn't leave anybody in the house. If he leaves a member of the household in the house, so then that person will have to make the dikeh a little bit dalek. But suppose he doesn't leave anybody behind, so then it depends. Teich shleishim yei, if he leaves within 30 days from Pesach, let's say after Purim, so then each healing b'dirshin kidma Pesach shleishim yei, so it's considered very close to Pesach, so he's zokok libek, even though he doesn't intend to come back, to return before Pesach. In other words, that when does he have? There are some poskim v'achilei, but that's the psak of the Ramah, and that's the prevailing practice. Even though the Bach is chilek, many others are chilek, but that's the prevailing practice. That if you make it dike before the night of the 14th, let's say the night of the 13th, so you don't make a brach. Only the 14th you make a brach. To ivori chozal biyochomets. So that is if he leaves on a voyage within 30 days of Pesach. But kedem lamedyei, suppose he leaves on a voyage, let's say Hanukkah time, before more than 30 days prior to Pesach, so in tzorach livdik, so he doesn't have to be baidik. But kshemagia Pesach, just before Pesach, erev Pesach in the morning, yivatleno, wherever he is, if he's in Australia, he can be mivatel the chometz that he has in America, but there is no real dike incumbent upon him. Vim daiti larzak in ma Pesach. But suppose he leaves Hanukkah time and his intention is to come back erev Pesach or just before Pesach. Now this is the first lashon in the Mechaber. The first lashon in the Mechaber is in accordance with the Shittas Aran. Then there is the second lashon in the Mechaber, which is in accordance with Shittas Rashi. But the first lashon in the Mechaber is in accordance with the Shittas Aran. In other words, that when the Gemara says that if daiti larzia, so then even if he lives more than 30 days prior to Pesach,
he has to be daiti.
So it means daiti larzia before Pesach.
Before Pesach.
But why? After all, if it's daiti larzia before Pesach, why should he make it dike Hanukkah time? When he comes erev Pesach, so then he'll make the dike in the proper time. The answer is because he can't figure it out accurately. He thinks he'll be back erev Pesach. He'll be back the 13th, before the night of the 14th. But maybe there'll be a delay, you know, in his trip back, and he'll come back home just in Ashmoshes of the 15th, and he will not be able to be bathing. So because of that, the Chachomim are mechayevim to make the dike before he leaves on a voyage. Hanukkah time. That is the sheet of the Ram. In Daiti Lazak in a Pesach Tzoch Livi Rakin Yeitzei Tichashinon Shemiyarze Erev Pesach Bin Ashmoshes Vil Yepnai Livaya Nai Livaya. So he'll be Pesach with all the Chometz being on Boduk, not Boduk. So Lichayinu Eise Beisei the same halacha. If it's within 30 days, zokuk livdeik. In other words, he sets up storage in one of the rooms there.
So if it is
within 30 days of Pesach, so before he sets up the storage, he piles up all kinds of things,
so he has to make it for a search.
Suppose he decides to make one of the rooms into a storage room and pile up many things, many packages. Why? Because maybe he'll be finished, digging up all the things in the storage room just close to Shkia, and then he will not have an opportunity to be baited before Pesach.